Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
37 rushing yards, past couple games. Coming off the bye, pitch out, second and 7. Warren sports three, cuts into the secondary. And now it's a foot race. Can they stop him there? A hit by Turner, can't bring him down. What a run. Second and 8, Gainwell the back. And he gets the call. A foot race here with the rookie Carter. Touchdown. Flacco to the air. And time. Flag, as you see. And to the side. Caught by Higgins. He's in right now. Let's see what the flag is about. It is a hold on Pittsburgh. It'll count. It's a 28-yard touchdown pass to Higgins. Gainwell again out of the backfield. Jones the block at the left tackle. The muscular tight end Washington, running roughshod, bulldozing, plowing, wow, catch and run, 31. First time in the red zone today. From behind, they got him, Herbig, coming in, starting for Alex Highsmith. Second goal, Gainwell, breaks the tackle right there of Burks and goes in for 6. His second touchdown reception today. He'll go outside, and it's caught here by Fant, and quickly on him, Echols, the ball jarred free, picked up Pierre, he'll take it in, it is a touchdown, a second turnover touchdown by the defense.
Speaking of opportunities, Mason Rudolph, a heck of a second half for the Steelers.
Yeah, 12 of 16, 127, touchdown pass, he takes the knee, and that is all she wrote. The Steelers win it.
Oh boy, Bob. Oh boy. A lot
Victory
is happening.
Monday. Victory
a
Monday.
A lot is happening here. Bob Pompiani across from me. Austin City Limits. Bechtold to my left with a man that I forget his name and I don't remember ever meeting him except for this morning.
You have met him multiple times.
I have?
Yes, you have.
What's his name?
Would you like to take a guess of what his name is?
John?
No.
Jim?
No.
Tell me.
Why Robert. Don't you look across to Bob Pompiani and guess?
Bob?
Bob. Bob.
Robert.
Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hopefully he is not offended by you not knowing his name.
Well, I will by the end of the day for sure. Bob, I had another double door situation today. That's where we begin. Yeah, we're going to get to the big story. There's several of them. We have double doors here. So if someone opens a door for you, they open it and then they open the next one. Mm-hmm. There was a very nice woman in front of me. I was going to open the door for her. She went first. She opened the door for me. I said, thank you. She said, absolutely. Very nicely like that. Then the question becomes, in terms of social etiquette, when she opens the second door, do I offer another thank you? And is she required to say another you're welcome or absolutely or some sort of salutation? I offered a second thank you. It was much lower than the first one. And she kept walking, which was fine. I think she had done her duty. Your thoughts?
I agree with you.
The double thank you is in order.
I'm more of a I'd rather keep doing that than more is better for me when it comes to that sort of thing.
Did she have any obligation for a double you're welcome of some sort?
No.
I think the first one sufficed.
Yeah, as long as she said it once. Now, if she said it not once, not any time, now there'd be a little kind of angst in your head saying, all right, you don't appreciate. Now, I see this a lot. You know what bothers me, speaking about that, is when you allow a car to go ahead of you.
No wave. Yeah.
No wave.
No acknowledgement. Oh, that gets me too.
Yeah. I have a few times just because it bothers me. Not so much that. But then I wonder, what am I honking for? Because
you know what I give,
that's
Bob?
An interpretation honk, then.
That is. It's an inter. Exactly.
And I'm not. All I want to do is just acknowledge I'm letting you in, dude. You're standing here. You want to go. I say wave you on, and you just ignore me.
Well said. And the one that really gets me is when I'm waiting to join a line and cars keep passing me. I give them the very sarcastic and overdramatic wave. Thank you. Do you give them that limits at all?
Yeah, I try to give the nice, polite wave, but sometimes I'll give like a look if I'm mad at somebody.
Right.
And then sometimes you'll get a look back that is even more stern.
And that could go to a different level.
I think I'm going
to
stop doing that.
At that point, you have to remember, Austin, how much do you weigh?
145 pounds.
That guy probably weighs double your weight in there, whoever's looking.
Yeah, Bob, but I mean... Do people really get out of their cars and try to physically assault you?
I have seen it happen, not to me, but I saw it in front of me once.
Yeah.
Or worse. Yeah.
The guy
or
slams, worse. And I said, oh no.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what's going to happen next? He got out, he started yelling, the car pulled away.
Wow.
And then I'm thinking, is he going to chase him? And should I chase that man? And
the impulse is there, right?
What am I doing?
Yeah, I'm just going to mind my business then.
Being dragged into this.
You got to think better of it there. All right. Man, do
that
we have a
lot? That
leads
us back to the one in the bathroom.
What?
The etiquette of the bathroom.
When someone's already at the urinal?
Yeah, and do you say hello? I do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a hello. And even a little bit of small talk if you know the person.
No, I'm talking about if you don't know the person.
Oh, a hello?
Hello.
No, I'm not.
Hello.
I don't need acknowledgement from a stranger at a urinal.
Do you look at that person first?
Again, this is Bob again wanting to talk in the bathroom. Bob, why do you want to create conversation
there? Here we are
there?
Again, talking in the bathroom.
All right. I'm glad I brought that up. Now we move on. So many stories, but really only one. You have the Steelers basically turning Ja'Marr Chase into a spitting liar. But that's not the big story here. You have Mount Washington turning in one of the most legendary runs, certainly in the regular season, in Steelers history. One of the most memorable catch and runs you'll ever see right out of the book of Vance McDonald, only better, I would argue. We'll talk about that later because that ain't the story. And you have the Steelers with a very, very necessary win against the Bengals because if you look at the standings, they don't win that game yesterday. They're not in the playoffs today. They're behind Jacksonville in the eighth spot. Kansas City, I haven't even looked at the ramifications there. A very necessary win. That's not even the story today. The story's the quarterbacks. And what's going to happen against the Chicago Bears, the team that Aaron Rodgers has famously said that he owns and that Ian Rapoport says Rodgers wants to play against no matter what this weekend or next weekend, it sounds like. We all saw Rodgers go down with what Adam Schefter says is a break in his left hand wrist area, slight break. That's obviously not his throwing hand, but it kept him out of the second half yesterday. Mike Florio saying that Rodgers wanted to play in the second half. So where are we with all this? Let's go to Rapoport with his latest.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a test this morning just to determine how long he is going to miss with his injured wrist, if he is going to miss time. Here is our understanding. This is something I've been reporting with colleague Tom Pelissero. Aaron Rodgers does have a tiny fracture in his left wrist. That is what the x-ray at the stadium revealed yesterday. The reason why he's going to have more tests after you mentioned a player landed on his wrist, it was torqued in a way, it was just too much pressure, and a bone ended up breaking. Aaron Rodgers, to my understanding, has told people close to him that he will be back very soon. He has told more people close to him that he does not want to miss a game. He is pushing to play in this game. I know it seems crazy because he broke a bone in his wrist, but it is a left wrist. If he's able to grip, if he's able to receive the ball on the snap, it is actually possible that Rodgers could play this week. I had someone tell me that he was essentially 50-50 to play this week. So it sounds bad. but Aaron Rodgers does want to play and is trying to see how he could do it for the Steelers.
Bob, you know, when that schedule came out, there were, what, probably three games that he circled: the Jets, Green Bay, and absolutely going into Chicago, where he owns that franchise. You know that. But here's the question I want to present to you to start the show today. Would you rather have a banged up Aaron Rodgers, you know, whatever ramifications, maybe not many, that injury would have, or a healthy Mason Rudolph going into Chicago? Which would you rather have?
Well, given the history of Aaron Rodgers, I understand why he'd want to do it. I understand that whole thing with the championship belt that he used to bring out when he beat him. But I'm going to go with a healthy Mason Rudolph, only because I think that left wrist, I was talking to a lot of people last night who talk about the importance of taking a snap under center. It may seem on the surface like, oh, you don't need your left hand for anything, but you do need it no matter what you're doing at quarterback. There are, and I wonder if it's not fully back to where it needs. He takes another hit and it gets worse. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I think Mike Tomlin will have a, he's going to probably go until game time, until they make a decision, for a lot of reasons, because he doesn't like anybody to know what's going on in terms of who's going to play. But I think as the week rolls on, you'll find out. I would go with Rudolph for this week.
So would I. And I think the bigger question then becomes, what if he lights it up? What if he was?
Oh,
he,
you love that, those quarterback controversies.
I mean, listen,
that's what everyone wants to talk about.
You go look at some of the stories in the Post Gazette and the comments under them today, and Mason Rudolph has a lot of fans.
He does.
In this town. He's now played, in the regular season anyway, four straight pretty good games for the Steelers. You go back to that 3-0 run. I think it's been up and down as far as fan sentiment toward Mason, but it's at a high right now. It's at a high. And I wonder, with Rodgers having looked a little bit skittish, I would say, over these past six quarters, I wonder what people would say if you just wanted to give Mason a run no matter what right now, what they would say. I don't think that would happen. If Rodgers is capable of playing, I think he's going to play. And here's what I would say. I'd go with Mason in this game if Rodgers is at all compromised. And the important point to me is I don't think you're going to see much of a drop-off. To me, yesterday, they were quite similar. I thought there may have been an overreaction to, well, you know, Mason was way better. He was a little bit better than Aaron yesterday, but not much.
But I consider coming in cold like that, having not played all season long, I think – you have to consider that as well. He stepped right in.
For sure. He's a pro.
In fewer series, he had better yards than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, not per attempt. Rodgers actually got the ball.
No, I understand that.
That was one of the big stories nationally was, I was watching Orlovsky and Rex Ryan and company. Mason got the ball down the field. Actually, Aaron's yards per completion were more. Now, some of that was catch and run type stuff. But he had a couple plays early to Metcalf, right? Was a huge play. Mm-hmm. Mount Washington helped him out late in the half with that legendary play.
31 yards, just leaving roadkill everywhere.
So maybe Mason is a little bit more willing to get the ball down the field, but it didn't really show in the numbers yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But I
couldn't help but notice that Roman Wilson caught one of his first passes, right?
And he did, and that was a nice throw right down the sideline, put on the money.
Yeah.
And what I like about Mason Rudolph is his willingness to stand in the pocket. If you go back to that three-game win streak you mentioned prior to the loss in Buffalo, even in that loss in Buffalo, he's going to stay in the pocket until the end if he feels a play can break at the very last second. And he does that a lot. I like that quality in him. But I'm factoring in the potential injury risk that could linger beyond this week. If he comes back, I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he gets drilled to the ground again in the left arm. I mean, at what point do you say, hey, he may tell you, I'm still going to play, and his wrist isn't worthy of playing. You know, he needs time. So that's why we go with Mason Rudolph. I don't think there's any, you know, why would you risk it the other way? If he says he's healthy, but he's, you know, 70%, would you do that?
Well,
I know he's Aaron Rodgers. I know they brought him here, and Mike loves him.
It's his left wrist. So how much is that going to affect him would be one question for me. And the second one is, once you open up the Mason Rudolph can here, if you're Mike Tomlin, like I said, what if the guy is lights out in Chicago?
Nice problem to have.
Then we'd be talking about it, I think. Who should start who do they play after that? Buffalo, I think. And they're going to need to score points,
Baltimore,
I think, in that game. And then Baltimore. I think you brought in Aaron Rodgers to play those games, Bob. And I think my sense is that if Aaron Rodgers pushes to play this week and there's not much risk of further injury from taking snaps, plus he's not taking a million snaps right out of the behind center where you figure that would affect it more than anything. My sense is he would play and they would play him. And I don't know that I have a problem with it, really. But I'd probably go with Mason if Rodgers is compromised to the point where it's affecting his game. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And that's the whole thing. You remember in training camp, Will Howard, he suffered. And people were, how do you get an injury under center? Well, because, you know, sometimes you have your hand in the wrong place. Now, if he has his left wrist is important in the center exchange. He has to have that thing working 100%, I think. Or else you could risk fumbles, bad snaps, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I know that Mike Tomlin doesn't want to talk about those kind of turnovers. That ranks him more than anything else. And the risk of that increases with a left wrist problem.
I give Mason high marks for what he did coming in cold. But there is a caveat here. It was only the Bengals, and most of the damage was done on Kenneth Gainwell leaking out of the backfield and him making throws that any quarterback should be able to make.
Sure.
Right?
But also Rodgers made one like that in the first drive.
It sure.
was right in the flat. And listen, they only scored 20 points offensively against the worst defense that I think we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah.
So that's still a concern. Two defensive plays made this look a lot worse than it was for Cincinnati, but they were right. Driving before the Duggar thing, what was it, 13-9?
Yeah.
They were in position potentially to take the lead late in the third quarter.
Was it 13-9 at that point?
It was 13-9, yeah.
All right,
Bob. Because I made it 20-9, right? Am I calculating that right?
Yeah. Let's open the lines here at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. I want to be clear on my position. I think that Mason Rudolph can give you right now what Aaron Rodgers has been giving you, which is you know, just okay, right?
Yeah, sort of like
I don't think
managing
he was,
more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty bad against the Chargers, actually. And then he was just okay in the first half yesterday. Mason Rudolph can give you okay to good. And I get the feeling, here's maybe the real point, I get the feeling that if you put out a poll right now, even if Rodgers were healthy, people may want to see Rudolph. I wonder about that. At 412-928-9370. But let's be honest, you brought in Rodgers to win the types of games that are coming up here.
And Chicago's one of those games now. They're 7-3. I mean, it's not the big, you know, Buffalo, Baltimore marquee value that comes with
they're a first place team.
They're a first place team.
And he's going to want to play. So Mike Tomlin could be facing a dilemma this week where Rodgers, a compromised Rodgers, is pushing to play. And Rudolph might be the better option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And then this hypothetically say that Rodgers doesn't even, you know, he's not capable of even being on the field and Will Howard is the backup and Rudolph struggles. And then it takes us down to another level of quarterback controversy.
But no, I don't think that's can you imagine if that happened?
No,
if Rudolph got banged up against Chicago and Will Howard came in and played well, there would be a Super Bowl parade the next week.
But I think Mason is fully capable. He looks very confident. One of the reasons why he came back here was that reason, his comfort with what they do. And he knew, you know, what he knew everything about Pittsburgh. And I remember talking to him once, and that's what he said. He said there was a comfort factor he did not have in Tennessee. So I think that helps a quarterback for sure.
He looks like a viable alternative, Mason does. Yeah. I haven't always been the biggest fan, and it is in my mind that it was only the Bengals, and a lot of it was Kenneth Gainwell uncovered, unbelievably uncovered out of the backfield time after time after time on a day when, let's be honest, the conditions were not conducive to getting the ball down the field. So if you're the Bengals, you're really concerned, you should be more about that and maybe a little Mount Washington than anything else, yet they kept letting the guy seep out, and Mason made the right decisions. Mm-hmm. So I'm not convinced that Mason would walk into Chicago and play well. I'm not. But I think he's a viable alternative to Rodgers, and if Rodgers is compromised, I think Mason should play, even if Rodgers is lobbying for it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the decision Mike Tomlin has to make by the end of the week. Which do you feel better at? Which do you think helps your team to win? And if it's not Rodgers, I would imagine after all these years, he would understand that decision. But he also has that burning desire to play against this team. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a fun week of practice for sure.
928-9370 off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. In other words, Bob, I'm kind of still torn on Mason Rudolph. Hokie's been his biggest backer. And certainly my opinion of Rudolph has been elevated over his past four or five starts with the Steelers. It has. I still think he's a high-end backup and not a starter. I do.
You can make a good career out of that.
Well, sure you can. And I think it might be different when he's not facing the Bengals. But the fact of the matter is, he's with the Steelers, he's 8-4-1 with 20 touchdowns and 11 picks. And that sounds about right, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That sounds like...
Sounds like somebody capable of, you know, operating an offense when called upon.
When called upon. And I do. I give him high marks for that. Limits, where do you stand on this matter?
So if Aaron Rodgers is able to go, I would go with Rodgers. And part of that is because of who they're playing as well, the Bears. And I do think that for somebody like Rodgers, there is added extra motivation and added, you know, we see what he's done against the Bears.
Do you think that works in reverse also? The Bears finally know this whole theater, and they know what Rodgers done, and the fans certainly do. How about if they tee off because he's in there?
Well, it's never worked for them in the past when they've played against Rodgers, so what makes me think it's going to happen this time?
It's a different
this
version.
Is a diminished version of him. Certainly in terms of mobility.
If you extract revenge for one game and this may be the last time you see him, I think that could work.
Right. It's also his non-throwing hand. If this was his right hand, then obviously it's a different story.
But his throwing hand's been the problem over the last six quarters. Let me ask you this. Did his brief performance yesterday convince you that the Chargers debacle was an aberration, or did it only increase your worry?
For me, it increased my worry.
Mm. Me too. Yeah, he looked again, and the first drive was beautifully orchestrated. Mm-hmm. He made a nice throw to Metcalf.
But it was also a lot of running, and Warren had a 35-yard run in that first drive.
Yeah, great too, with the karate kick at the end of it, yeah. Bob. That looked like
that was Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Wrong. He didn't get up high enough. He didn't put it in the guy's face.
You remember? You remember the punter that Antonio Brown kicked in the face?
Yeah.
Limits? Do you? Wrong. Spencer Lanning.
Lanning, that's what it was. Mm. Yeah. Lanning took a landing on his face.
That was great stuff. But overall yesterday, Bob, he again looked like he was quick to flee. There was almost a flustered feeling around him, you know, when he's even on the play he was hurt, where he's running around and looking for an avenue to make a throw and just got hammered. So I agree with you. That game, while his numbers weren't horrible, in fact, they were pretty much on par with Rudolph's, there was something about the performance that did not give me great comfort coming out of the Chargers game. I will say that.
I agree.
Limits disagrees with us.
Well, no, I my concern definitely went up a little bit. I would have liked to have seen what would have happened as they would have went into the third and fourth quarter with Rodgers. Like, you got to give Mason credit, though, and I will. Like, he has been a good player for them in spurts. He's not somebody who, over the course of a season, I think could be a dependable player, but I think if he would step in against Chicago, they would still have a fighting chance. I just think that their chances are still better with Rodgers, because I don't want to overreact too much to the six quarters compared to what we saw in the six-plus games before.
No, that's a fair point. Like, Rodgers has mostly been good. But at that age, Bob, and I said it coming out of the Chargers game, for me it was a free pass game for him. You get a bad game. But yesterday didn't really soothe my feelings on him. I'll say that. It really didn't. If anything, the worry increased a bit, although it was a nice opening drive. So we're left with a quarterback situation at 412-928-9370. And I think we're left with a town that has really jumped on the Mason Rudolph bandwagon in recent years. Wasn't long ago that everybody wanted him out and wanted Trubisky. Yeah. They didn't like Mason. I mean, I thought there was ample reason to not trust him back there. But he's earned some trust. There's no doubt with what he did at the end of the season a few years back. And then yesterday, just stepping in. Here's what he does, Bob. He steps in and just runs the offense in a pretty calm, efficient manner, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know that I want to see a game where he's under siege, and it could be in Chicago, but he's a true professional backup quarterback who maybe, just maybe, could show people that he does have a little, I don't know, Geno Smith in him, comes in as a starter later in his career and does a pretty good job.
And when you see him, Joe, don't you think it looks like a different Mason Rudolph, more of a confident Mason Rudolph?
For sure.
And we saw that at the end of that season where they won 3-0, got into the playoffs. It seemed like each and every game that went by, more and more confidence. Teammates really like him a lot. So there's a lot to be said for that. And we'll see how it goes on. This is maybe the teeth of their schedule coming up. And of all times for him to get in, this could be it. And you're going to find out real quick, you know, what he's made of if it goes beyond one game. And I don't think it will, but I do think this week he'll probably play.
I also want to be very clear about this. I don't think your team, if you have Mason Rudolph as the guy on your team, is going to get very far. I think he's an absolute professional. I think he's, you know, a viable player, but you're probably not going very far if he's your guy.
Well, if Rodgers is showing what you just said, I'll go back to the last six quarters. If you see that continuing, would you believe he's the guy who can do it? Because I once did.
No.
I thought as this season went on, people were talking about a contract extension a few weeks ago.
We all were.
But
that's why they play the old games,
that's
Bob.
That's why they play the old game, and that's why what you said a few weeks ago, we have more evidence.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service over 50 years. Would you rather see a compromised Rodgers or a healthy Rudolph? And again, we don't really know, like, how much would Rodgers really be compromised if he's spending most of the game taking shotgun snaps and it's his left wrist? I don't know. It's a good question. How much of that is, you know, when you're in your actual release and your motion and everything else, does this affect you that much? You know, I compare it to basketball. It's not like, you know, you can still shoot, but there's also a shooting mechanism where your left hand factors in somewhere.
Left hand's on the
right?
Ball,
yeah.
Too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into just the.
It's not like he's going to play one-armed with his left hand behind his back.
And listen,
right?
I think these guys all know what the injury is, other teams. Just like I thought yesterday, the Steelers knew that Joe Flacco was dealing with an AC joint problem. And you have to, and TJ Watt's a very clean player. I'm not saying this, but he also knows when he drives him to the ground that shoulder is there. And you can make your team a lot better if you knock a guy out of the game. So those players on the other side, they know all the injuries because they're told what those injuries are. So you know it. And who knows? You get a chance to knock him down if he's in the game. You never know what guys are going to do.
That's football. You know, that's the history of football. You know, a guy's compromised, especially a quarterback. You want to hit him. So let's go to the lines. My feeling is there's a strong sentiment in this town right now for Mason Rudolph, but that's based on non-scientific evidence. Let's go to the people limits, shall we?
Well, let's start with Joseph. He is in Hopewell.
Hey, Joseph.
Wow, thanks for getting me on the show, guys. I'm just, you know, let's just say face the facts here. I mean, Rudolph, the team plays better. It seems like when Rudolph comes in there, the team plays better. This is a team sport. You don't need a franchise quarterback. You need a team that will play together. And for whatever reason, it seems like when Rudolph gets in there, the team gives a little bit more effort. I don't know. Am I missing something? It took Terry Bradshaw 4 years to really break it and really get, like, why did we give up on Rudolph?
Okay,
so
you're mentioning Rudolph in the same breath as Terry Bradshaw?
Well, I'm just saying it took Bradshaw we haven't given this guy much of a shot, is my point. And then when I look at when we brought in, we had Roethlisberger, we had Tommy Maddox. Look at Tommy Maddox's stats. And we had to have Tommy Maddox get hurt before you put Big Ben Roethlisberger back in there as the starting quarterback, and he earned his spot. I'm just saying, like, I don't think the Steelers gave Mason Rudolph the amount of time to develop. And I believe
when would you have played him that he didn't play? Where do you think he got shortchanged along the way here?
Honestly, I mean, in my personal opinion, when they drafted him, I thought he was the solution. I mean, look at his stats coming out of college.
Over Ben?
I felt like Ben was threatened by Rudolph.
Oh, that was clear. Like, but you're certainly not saying Mason should have played above Ben early in his career, are you?
I believe that that time, Ben, you could see that Ben was not the same Ben. He could barely run. He was standing back there. And all I'm saying is that Mason Rudolph had a cannon arm then, and he still has a cannon arm. He stands in the pocket. He's not a running quarterback, but he's a guy that's going to stand in there and take the hits.
So final take, though, is that you think Rudolph got ripped off from the start and should have started over Ben?
I believe at the end of the career of Ben Roethlisberger, Ben brought it upon himself. His final season, he said, I'm thinking about retiring.
Whatever it was. In his last 2 years, he had 55 touchdowns against 20 picks. So even in a diminished state, I think he was better than Mason Rudolph. Bob?
Yeah, you know, listen, I think Mason Rudolph, if they had gone into when Ben finally departed, when that was over, if they had decided, okay, we're going to push our chips into the Mason Rudolph table here. We're going to do that.
That may have been the time.
Yeah, that if there was going to be a time, that would have been the time with a strong show of confidence. We have a first round grade on you. We drafted you, yes, in the third round, but we believe that's why we brought you here. So you're going to get a run here, and we're going to support that run. If that had happened, I'm not sure what this goes. It could have very easily turned out to be something better than we've seen over the last several years.
Had Mason at that point earned it, Bob?
Well, I think you earn it by hearing what they say about you. We had a first round grade. If that's true, if that's how they felt about him, then to me, then he earned an opportunity to get that.
Right, but between that day when they claimed they had a first round grade on him and Ben's departure, a lot of things happened and most of them weren't good.
Well, he also had a collarbone separation. He had the concussion in the Ravens game where he came off the field and he didn't take a cart or whatever the case may be. I mean, there was a lot going against him that year. But I also think
he got legitimately and justifiably replaced by a man named Duck.
Yes, and I'm not going to dispute that. But what I'm saying, there were things.
Somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
That was the. I couldn't believe that day. Where's the cart? There's no cart.
That was a Batgo question. I mean, that was the early tragic Mason Rudolph. And believe me, you know, because the world is what it is and sports talk is what it is, we, all of us, get put in, you hate Mason Rudolph unjustifiably and irrationally, or you love him irrationally. I'm in between. I don't think that Mason Rudolph ever got shortchanged by the Steelers. I don't.
The only time it would have been right off the bat. That's the only time. I would have liked to have seen if he was just the guy. So we're going with you, man.
Right off the bat after Ben left.
Right.
You mean.
Because they were bringing in other guys. They drafted somebody else. How about if they just decided we're going to go with him?
To me, unfortunately, at that point, the evidence that you had was Mason Rudolph crumbling in the year where Myles Garrett attacked him and had one of the worst halves you'll ever see in Cincy, and that led to Duck, and then they won with Duck for a little while anyway.
I'm not disputing any of that. And then asking if that were the case, if they decided to double down
No,
on
but
him.
Then the next time we saw Duck was the 30-for-50 performance against Detroit, where he threw a ground ball to Ray McLeod in the end zone. That was the next time we saw him. So if we wound back in time, and I don't know what your stance was then, Bob, were you clamoring for Mason Rudolph going into the Pickett draft? Were you saying, this is your guy, let's go with Mason?
I was saying that if I have a first-round guy, I said the same thing back then because I remember. I talked to him about this. I told him I think they have belief in you because they thought you were a first-round pick who would drop to them and they were going to use it. I thought that's how they were going to play it, but they didn't. So once that happened, then all of a sudden you start drafting people and signing people in free agency, everything changes. And that's what happened for him. He was not getting any kind of first team, second team reps. He was down behind two guys then. Trubisky comes in.
Yeah.
So they had made a decision at that point, but I thought
you and I thought were both on the Trubisky train over Mason Rudolph.
I was on the Trubisky train only when I knew they were gonna do this. That it was clear.
You didn't call for Trubisky? Because I thought we both did that year. We were both saying, bring in Mitch Trubisky and give him the baton.
And of all the guys I saw, I thought he was the guy that most logically fit and would do okay. But again, I go back to the beginning of this whole thing before this ever happened. I really thought, because of what they said about Mason Rudolph, that he would get the keys to the car, at least to start and see what it takes him. But for that to happen, you need to have the full support.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
He did get the keys to the car when Ben went down with that injury, and that wound up with two horrific performances, the Myles Garrett game where he had four interceptions, and then the next week against Cincinnati where he was so bad that a duck replaced him. And then the only real piece of evidence after that, other than the game against the Browns JV team, was the Detroit game. So, you know,
but you
for
also
me,
just
for
said,
me,
I can he be another Geno Smith? When
sure,
he finally
now,
got in a couple of years ago, we saw three games where he had a 118 passer rating and a must-win situation.
He was really good. He bounced back. But for me, at least, I'll speak for myself, I'm not going to go back and revise what I was saying then. And I was not saying, let's give the keys to Mason Rudolph in the Kenny Pickett draft year.
I understand why
I saw no reason why he should start. I still don't think he's an NFL starter, by the way. And the Steelers obviously saw no reason why he should start. They brought in a free agent and drafted a guy in the first round. And credit to Mason for persevering and saving that season.
But you'd also admit they haven't had a good track record in developing quarterbacks, right?
Right.
Maybe he's one of them.
Although he would defeat the notion if he's one who's developing.
I would think he's developing since I go back 2 years ago when he was in that situation. You could have said, and people were at the time, where was this? Why didn't he give, a three-game stretch where he was outstanding, including winning in Seattle where they never win? So I'm just saying.
Against a mediocre team, but yes.
All right. There are a lot of mediocre teams in the NFL. I'm saying, maybe he's that guy you just described.
He could be.
I don't know that.
Now, we agree on that.
Yeah. We're getting a speed-up signal. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We're getting the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bob, Thanksgiving came early for you and I and other people at the station. Giant Eagle just dropped off what amounts to a Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, they do great work at Giant Eagle. I go to the Settlers Ridge one quite a bit. Always have. And yeah, that see, normally this is a talk about dilemmas. Like, there's no reason. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't looking for food. I was not searching anywhere. And then all of a sudden it shows up in front of you. And why is it that the willpower in me doesn't exist in those moments?
How good was it, too?
Were you hungry?
You had the turkey,
of
course. Yes.
You were hungry?
Yes, I was hungry.
But if there was no turkey and all the fixing that came with it, you would not have gone to a vending machine and got...
Yeah, I wasn't thinking I need something to eat right now. I was going to wait. I brought in my lunch.
You weren't hungry.
Technically, you're right, until I saw turkey with... What else do we have? We have stuffing. We have fresh rolls. We have carrots cooked just the way
Brussels
I like
sprouts.
Them. Brussels
Beautiful.
Sprouts.
I was hungry, Bob.
Well, he's always hungry, though. He's got that metabolism of a young man who can burn it off quickly.
Very good meal. Oh, I needed it.
The coup de grace was the sweet potato souffle. I mean, I can't believe that just happened, Bob. It's right down by what was it, by Y108
yeah.
down there?
I know all the chefs over at Giant Eagle. They do a great job. They do a lot of work with the Steelers on their charters and stuff like that. So
I can't believe I just ate a Thanksgiving dinner at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It was in the morning.
That was one of the biggest treats in station history.
The consolation prize there is that it's very healthy for you, so that's a good thing. You want healthy stuff in your body.
Oh, my God. Was that great?
Is there a specialty Bob Pompiani meal that the chefs know how to create?
Yeah, do they cook for you special on the plane, Bob?
Well, they have a whole bunch of stuff when you go on. I mean, it's like just a buffet of things. But what they do when they do roasted anything, whether it's chicken breast or turkey, I mean, they do it great. And then the seasoning has a lot to do with it. So
yeah, they know how to roast.
They do.
All right. Well, that was a treat. And Bob, you're right. Why don't we have that more often? Why not on July 14th? Should you and I not go out for a nice Thanksgiving dinner or a nice, not even Thanksgiving at that point, just a nice turkey stuffing,
sweet potato. We should be thankful and we should be giving all year, so that makes sense. Whenever you're in the mood, go get a turkey dinner. I love it.
All right. Back to the quarterback situation. You put out a Twitter poll, and I have to admit I was wrong. You put out a poll asking if Aaron Rodgers is fully healthy, who should start against the Bears? I thought it would still be heavily favored for Mason, and at first it was, Bob. You were out eating turkey, and the first few votes were for Mason, and he was going along at about 70%. I thought that was going to be the way of it. Mason at 70%. But Rodgers, last I checked, he was at 70 to 75%. Do you have your poll results right now?
Yeah, so just put it out there, and 73% out of, now it's 72%, it dropped one, Rodgers over Rudolph. And I think the key there is, because fully healthy is fully healthy. If he is, I agree with that. I think Mike Tomlin will stick with Aaron Rodgers. That's why they brought him here. And as you mentioned, there's some big games coming up. He's the edge that you were looking for in those kinds of games. So I'm not surprised at this. But if it were to be phrased, if Aaron Rodgers is 80% healthy, deemed okay to go, but not 100%, what would your answer be? It's probably a little bit different.
What do I think people would say? Mm-hmm. Probably a little different. But if it was like 60-40, where he was going to be somewhat hampered by this thing, then I think it would be heavily in favor of Mason. Still, you're asking a fully healthy Rodgers and Rudolph pulling in almost 30% of the vote. That is very, very interesting to me. And I can promise you this. If he plays against Chicago and plays really well, you ask that same question next week and we'll have a bigger story. Andy tweets in, says, "Oh my God, these Mason Rudolph," let me see where it is, Bob. "These Mason the Mason Rudolph crowd needs to stop. He was 1-4 last year as a starter. There are a lot of backups who come in at some point in a game and look good. Once a team prepares for a backup, usually they show why they're a backup." Limits? Do you have any other texts in
there?
That's
my argument. That's fully my argument as well. That's why I'd rather see Rodgers over Rudolph.
But what if what if these last six quarters are indicative of the Rodgers you're going to see for the most part from now on?
That's possible, but I'd rather see the risk of that than give the keys to Mason for a full 60 minutes.
Well, pipe up when you see any good text. In the meantime, let's get back to the calls.
Well, one texter even says Mason is our present-day version of Charlie Batch. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that that's an accurate comparison?
I think that's a compliment in that he is he's fully engaged to be the role he is in and can produce for you.
You can win some games with him.
Right.
You can.
And I think that's – if you look around the league at backups, tell me how many have better backups than Mason Rudolph, at least potentially.
He's one of the five best backups in the league.
Yeah, so that's a nice position to be in if you're him.
All right, here is Emmanuel and Carnegie.
Hi, Emmanuel. What's up?
Hey, man. First of all, I want to give you your flowers and your credit for picking that Broncos-Chiefs game. Like,
Bob, did you hear about that?
No.
Emmanuel, let me tell Bob the story for a moment. Nick Kostos comes on every Friday. He's great.
You got a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. Sounds like he's just guzzled the keg of espresso every time he comes on. He's great. He jumped on me when I said, I think Bo Nix and the Broncos are going to win this game. He said, Bo Nix is a bad quarterback. Kept repeating it. He's a bad, quarterback. He started saying guys like, who is he comparing him to, Limits? He's like, all right, I'm going to say a quarterback. You tell me if he's better than Michael Penix.
He said Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
You'd rather have Cam Ward, Bob.
And I said, we eventually got around to, let's make a bet. I'm betting with the man, Nick Kostos. I said, I will take the Broncos outright. First, I said, I'll take them to cover. I think it was 3.5. He said, we're not doing covers. He said, I'll buy you guys lunch if the Broncos win. They're not winning. Kansas City's winning this game. Bo Nix is bad. Well, Bob, what happened in the game? It looked to me like Bo Nix had the two biggest throws. It looked like he outplayed Patrick Mahomes because he didn't make a turnover. And it looked like he engineered his fifth game-winning drive of the season, which is tied for tops in the league, and threw for almost 300 yards against a very good defense that needed to win. And it looked to me like Denver won. Did it look that way to you, Bob? Can you confirm that Denver won the game?
By not only winning the game, they made life miserable for the Chiefs now, who have a real tough schedule still to be played, and they have very little wiggle room in that division. So good call by you, but you've been on the Bo Nix train for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's Dan Marino, and I think he stunk in a couple games this year, but you're going to call him bad? Bad? He's in the top five ever. He's played like, in terms of this, he's played, I think, something like 11 and something like 27 games, and he's in the top five all time for quarterbacks combined touchdowns through your first however many games he's played, 27, I think. He runs for touchdowns, he throws for some, and he threw for almost 300 yards. I rest my case, Emmanuel. He also did the rest of the AFC a huge favor, including potentially the Steelers, by either knocking the Chiefs clear out of the playoffs, and they have an uphill climb now, but they're certainly, for the first time ever with Mahomes, are going to have to go on the road from their very first game. They went on the road a couple years ago, but that was after they beat the Dolphins at home. They're going to be on the road if they even make the playoffs. But thank you for bringing that up.
Here's the biggest thing about the Chiefs. Last year in 2024, they were 11-0
yes.
in one-score games. In 2025, they're 0-5 one-score games.
It wasn't going to last like that. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Partly cloudy today, high of 44. Carson Bruner, a low of 32. Franco. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, Emmanuel, that's a long way to get back to you.
No, y'all deserve it. And even above with the Colts pick, the Colts are looking really good right now.
Yeah, but they have Kansas City this week, speaking of that.
Huge.
That's
going to
be a huge game.
Go ahead, man.
Again, everybody thought – I said the Steelers were going to have a better record than the Chiefs before the season began, and everybody thought I was crazy. With the Rodgers and the Mason Rudolph, like, I just think some of our fans just – they're just too emotional. They're not logical. Like, Aaron Rodgers has the highest ceiling and a chance for us to actually win a playoff game with Rodgers as the quarterback. I think Mason should start if he's compromised, because I think a little rest would help Rodgers. It seems like he's a little scared right now, a little shaky in the pocket. Maybe a week off will help him mentally and emotionally to kind of reset. But I agree with, you know, everything y'all was saying. Like, you know, Mason had his chance. He had his chance in 2018 when Ben got hurt. He was eventually ultimately benched. And, you know, and he also had the chance to re-sign with the Steelers, and he went to the Tennessee. So he had a fair chance. I'm not a hater. I'd like to think that I'm a logical sport fan when I look at all the games, not just our games. And I think Mason is a good backup, solid quarterback, but he's not like the future quarterback. We're not winning playoff games with him. I think we have a chance to win with Aaron Rodgers.
I think that's all very well said, actually, Bob. Do you?
Yeah, I mean,
thank you, Emmanuel.
That's why they brought him in here, 41. But again, my concern now is when you're that age, 42, I hate to keep bringing it up, but it's real life in the NFL. Injuries happen quicker. They last longer, generally. I think we both expected that at this season, he's going to miss some games. We've seen a lot of guys miss games, guys who are much younger and much better at this point of their careers missing games. And he's been a trooper in there. He's taken some hits. But I want to see a better performance than you've seen in the last six quarters. That was trending in fact, if you look at his yards per attempt in the last 4 weeks, we did a graphic yesterday on our pregame show. Each week has gone backwards. And so
let's just cut to the chase here at the end of the hour and put it very succinctly. Does Mason Rudolph give the Steelers a better chance to win than Aaron Rodgers right now, no matter the circumstances? Do you believe that?
At this point, I still go with Rodgers because of his experience.
So you say no to that question?
I would say Rodgers at this point, if he's healthy,
gives you a better chance to win.
Yeah, but again, I'm very concerned about the last six quarters.
Me too. Me too. So, Bob, if you had a game to win this week, and you kind of do against the Bears, which guy would you have more confidence in right now?
Right now, again, assuming he's ready to go and healthy.
I think it might be Rudolph for me. I'm just going to be honest about that. I think it might be. It is. It is Rudolph for me. Based on the way Rodgers had played in the last six quarters and what I saw yesterday, and I probably the best way to open the show would have been with a more succinct question, although we kind of did. I think I have more confidence in Rudolph right now. I think you give me the Rodgers of the first several weeks, I'll take that. But I think this week against the Bears, I have more confidence in Rudolph than I do in the Rodgers I've been seeing. It's as simple as that.
But you can't underestimate the value that Rodgers has in understanding the situation with the Bears, what he said about the Bears.
I mean, it's a different Bears team.
I understand that.
They have a new coach, a different defense, a different everything. And he's different.
But he still has the IQ.
Well, that's nice that he wants to play. He does have that IQ. You're right about that.
I think that was the draw in the first place.
I think Rudolph gives him a better chance to win right now this week. I honestly, that's just the way I feel.
Well, do you feel that way just because of what we've seen from Rodgers?
Yes.
And you're just...
Yes, I do.
Or is your opinion of Rudolph just so high right
now
where you think he's very capable?
No, obviously not.
So it's more about Rodgers than it is about
Here's
Rudolph.
The bottom line, oh, limitless wonder. There's a lot of guys I think would give him a better chance to win right now than the Rodgers I've seen in the last six quarters, and Rudolph's one of them. How's that to phrase it?
Fair enough.
And if I had to bet everything I own, and if you had to bet everything you own on Aaron Rodgers going into that game against Chicago or Rudolph, you'd take this.
I would take Rodgers. Okay. Yes, I still would.
Fair enough. As an aside here, we're going to get to your call. Now that we've really whittled this down to that, who gives them a better chance to win? Bob put out a Twitter poll. We'll give you the results of that. Even a fully healthy Rodgers right now or Rudolph for this week, who would you have more confidence in, honestly, at 412-928-9370? Quick aside here, and then we're going to get into Spitgate. Abdul Carter. Man, if there was a draft pick in recent memory that I can remember who I thought was more of a sure bet than him, it would take me a while to think of it. He has a half of a sack all year, and he was benched for the opening drive yesterday because he was asleep at the team facility during a walkthrough.
How about that?
What are you doing?
When I saw that, I said,
what are you doing?
This doesn't make any sense. He was dynamic, and you thought that would carry over to the NFL.
Now, I think in terms of pressures and things, he's had some good weeks. Whatever. You drafted Abdul Carter to take down quarterbacks and at least to be attentive, at the very least. What do you make of that, Limits, as a Penn State guy? I thought he was a slam dunk star.
Yeah, I really did too. Especially after last season, he was just so dang good, especially in the playoffs. They moved him around and tried to play him an inside linebacker a little bit too.
Yeah, that's true.
They're really screwing around with him a little bit too much. But yeah, his actions are just out of line with this. And I feel like he's getting really frustrated. Maybe it's because of his usage, but still, there's no reason why he should be playing this poorly.
Falling asleep? When the team goes to a walkthrough, as Patrick Tibbetts tweets in, whoever he is, if he's going to do LT stuff off the field, then he's got to do LT stuff on the field. Then he has half a sack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.